You are listening to Doers of the Word. James chapter 1 verse 22 says, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." The title of this message is Must Be Ready, from Matthew chapter 24 verse 44. Let's go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father God, thank you so much for waking us up today. Heavenly Father God, thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord God, for protecting us as we go through today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing me with this message to give to those who sincerely is seeking to know and do your will, Heavenly Father God. I pray, Lord, that your power and your presence and your anointing would be upon me as I speak the words you want me to speak in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah. Heavenly Father God, those who are listening to this message, I pray that you would bless them beyond measure, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would bless them with food, clothing, and shelter. I pray that, Lord God, that you would bless them with employment, with jobs, Lord God. Bless them with financial favor. Bless them, Lord God, to come to know you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray most of all that those who don't know you will listen to this message and repent and turn away from his or her wicked ways so that they will come to remission and redemption of your holy power and your grace and your mercy. Father God, pray that that person who don't know you will come to have a hunger and a thirst for your righteousness by reading their Bible. And Father God, I pray, Lord God, that you would just bless those ones who really, really want to love you and serve you and just be with them, Lord God, in these last days where things are just going to get more horrible, Lord God, because you are shaking the heaven and the earth, Lord God. And I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you will protect and provide for those ones who truly, 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 sincerely yearn after you, Lord God, in a day, in an hour where there's spiritual darkness on the land. And Lord God, I pray that you would just cause people to come to know you and love you and appreciate who you are and to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Father God, I pray that you give us courage and boldness to do what is right in your sight, Father God. Heavenly Father God, I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah, Adonai, Elohim, the one true most high God. Amen. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 44, reading from the Complete Jewish Bible, it says here, "Therefore, you too must always be ready, for the Son of Man will come when you are not expecting him." We see here in God's Word, the Holy Bible, that Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, is coming back to the earth again. Verse 44 in Matthew chapter 24 says, "Therefore you too must always be ready." Ready for what? The answer's in the verse 44. "For the Son of Man will come when you are not expecting him." I'm going to break it down. The definition of ready is prepared, fit to be used, quick, rapid. The Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah, the Son of Man, God's one and only Son, say that we should be prepared. We should be fit to be used, be quick and rapid, for he is coming back at a time that we are not expecting him to come. As I was preparing for this study, the Lord God, by his Holy Spirit, said there's only one letter which changes the word read to the word ready, and that's the letter Y. We must read our Holy Bible to get ready for the return of Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah. Why should we get ready? Because as true believers and followers and doers of the Holy Bible, the one true God, Adonai, Elohim, El Elyon, Jehovah God, we must meditate, read, and study God's Word, the Holy Bible, in order to know how to prepare for Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah's return. The Holy Bible is an instruction manual that gives us instructions and directions and guidance through God's Holy Spirit, telling us, showing us what to do and what not to do that pleases the Holy God. If we do not read our instruction manual, the Holy Bible, we will not know what to do in order to be ready for the return of Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah. We should have a desire to be fit to be used by the Lord God to glorify Him. Many people train for races of all types. There's the NASCAR. There's all types of car races, the Autobahn races. There's also races of the human body where we train for the New York Marathon or a 5K race or even just preparing to walk out the door every day to go to work or to run errands or to do what we need to do. We prepare for everything in our life. From the time that we are born as human beings, we are trained or in preparation for one profession or another. Our parents train us to walk. First, we crawl, and the crawling prepares us to walk. And when we learn how to walk, it prepares us to run. Also, as we become adults, we go to school. We have pre-K. Now, this is how it was when I was going to school. I've been out of school for a long time. But it was pre-K, and then it was elementary school. And then it was the middle school. And then it was the high school. And then it was to college. Every step in our life is being prepared for another level, another step. Life is a series of preparations to get ready for life test. If we are not prepared for the test, we will have challenges in passing those tests in life. Now, you may ask, how do I get prepared for the return of Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah? Well, that is a very good question. One of the many ways to get prepared for the return of the Messiah, who is coming to the earth again, is number one, if you are an unbeliever, if you're someone who don't know the Almighty God, and you have a desire to know who this Jesus, Yeshua, Messiah is, you're inquisitive about who is God, and who is Jesus, and who is Yeshua, who is Adonai, who is Elohim. Well, go to your pastor or reverend of your church or place of worship and ask him or her, who is Jesus Christ? Who is Yeshua Messiah? Who is Jehovah God? Who is Adonai, Elohim? You need to go to the place where you are attending church worship. You need to go to the place where you're worshiping the Lord God and go to the pastor and reverend. Or you can call me at 678-523-2634. If you are an unbeliever and you want to know who the Lord Jesus Christ is, you can get your Holy Bible. If you don't have one, Butterfly Journey Ministries will provide you a free, no obligation Holy Bible by calling 678-523-2634. You do not have to join a church. You don't have to come to a meeting. We will send one free of charge with no strings attached. All we ask is, if you ask for a Bible, is to read it and ask God in prayer to help you understand the Word of God. That's one of the many ways you can start getting ready for the return of Jesus Christ, is by reading your Holy Bible. First, you go to God in prayer. If you are a believer, asking the Lord God to give you understanding and wisdom of the Holy Bible, His Word. If you're an unbeliever and you start to read your Bible, you need to ask God. And also, this is for believers too, ask God to forgive you and I of all our sins that we have committed, anything that we have done or said to displease Him. Father God, I ask that you will help us to repent and turn around from the wicked ways, from from the horrible actions and words that we have done or said, then after you have asked God for forgiveness of all your sins, then ask God for wisdom, His holy, precious, mighty power and wisdom to help you understand the reading of the Holy Bible. Then after you have asked God for these two things, thirdly, thank Him for waking you up, praising His name, and just humbly just being gratitude for all the things He has done for you in your life. And then end the prayer in Jesus' name, amen. Then open your Bible, go to the book of John, and read the whole book of John first. And then after you have completed reading the book of John, move on to the other Gospels in the Bible. The Gospels is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. After you have read all the books of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, continue on reading in the New Testament. The New Testament is all the actions and behaviors and instructions and directions that Jesus' ministry, Paul's ministries, and other apostles and disciple ministries. When you get to the book of Revelation, again, go into prayer, but also fast about God's holy direction and understanding of that Bible book, the book of Revelation. If you are attending a place of worship or church, your pastor, reverend, leaders of that place is responsible for teaching the congregation on how to prepare anyone who walks through the doors of that church or place of worship, how to be prepared for the return of Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah. Because teachers of the Bible are held more accountable and will go through a stricter judgment than those who are not teachers of the Bible. So teachers of the Bible must obey the Word of God, must do the Word of God, must be obedient and follow God's commandment and statutes. May the Lord God bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua Messiah. Amen. You may contact us at Butterfly Journey Ministries, 678-523-2634. Again, that telephone number is 678-523-2634. Or you may visit our website at butterflyjourney.tripod.com. Again, that website address is butterflyjourney.tripod.com. May the Lord God bless you and keep you and protect you and guide and direct you as you listen to these Bible teaching series, Doers of the Word. I pray that that person listening to this message will have a hunger and thirst, a desire to come to know you, Heavenly Father God. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah, that your word will go forth. Your promises are true, Lord God. You do not lie. Father God, you will truly bring together your anointed ones, the ones who are coming together to teach your word, live your word, do your word, Father God, daily give us strength and power and grace and mercy so we can live your word to please you, Heavenly Father God. Dear Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah, I pray, Lord God, that you will show the whole entire universe that you are Lord, God, and King, and Master, and Savior of all the earth. Nothing is too hard for your hand. Lord God, I pray that healing will go forth to those ones emotionally in bondage, and physical bondage, and financial bondage. I pray, Lord God, that you will bring healing to those ones who are lost in sin, those who need to repent and turn away and come to you, Father God. Show them in their heart that they need to come to you for forgiveness of sins, Lord God. And I ask this, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you would just get the glory, honor, and praise, Father God. Lord God, we love you. We want to serve you. We want to obey you. Give us the compassion and anointing and the wisdom and the power to do what you want us to do to glorify and honor you. And we ask this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.